So, this is a story that some of our adults may have heard a version of in the past, so we'll see who recognizes it. But I think it's a pretty fun story, and this is what I'll call an abridged version for our kids and for our worship. And this is The Cheese Story by Spencer Johnson. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away from here, there lived four little characters who ran through a maze every single day looking for cheese. Two of them were mice named Sniff and Scurry, and two were small, mouse-sized people named Hem and Haw. The mice, who had simple brains and good animal instincts, looked for yummy, nibbly cheese to eat. Hem and Haw had more complex human brains, and they looked for a special cheese with a capital C, which they believed would make them feel happy and successful. The maze was very complicated, and it was easy to get lost. The mice, Sniff and Scurry, used the trial and error method of finding cheese. They ran up and down each corridor in turn looking for cheese until they found it. This sometimes took a while, but eventually they would find their way. The humans, Hem and Haw, were more efficient when searching for cheese, but were often clouded or held back by strong human feelings or beliefs. Eventually, they all came upon a large supply of cheese in Cheese Station C. So every morning after that, they all headed straight to Cheese Station C for their cheese, and it wasn't long before they had a really nice morning routine. As the days passed, the mice continued to rise early every day and rush off to Cheese Station C to nibble on some cheese. The people started to wake up later and later every day and take their time getting to the cheese. After all, they knew where it was now. Indeed, it wasn't long before the humans, Hem and Haw, started to think of it as their cheese. They moved their homes to be closer to the cheese, and they built a social life around their cheese. When they had really good ideas about cheese, they wrote them on the walls. One wall read, "Having cheese makes you happy." Hem and Haw were proud of their cheese. Sometimes they would bring friends over and point to their pile of cheese to show it off. Sometimes they felt like sharing their cheese. Sometimes they didn't. Hem and Haw felt that they deserved this cheese they worked so long and hard to find. Cheese made them feel happy and successful. But eventually their success went to their heads, and they stopped paying attention to what was going on around them. One morning, all four characters arrived at Cheese Station C to find that there was no cheese. The mice were not surprised. They had noticed that no new cheese was appearing, and that the piles of cheese had been getting smaller. They quickly put on their running shoes and ran back into the maze to search for more cheese without a second thought. The situation had changed, so they would change too. The people were very, 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 very surprised. They had not noticed the same things that Sniff and Scurry had noticed. They were convinced that someone had moved their cheese. It was not fair. Finding cheese meant different things to each of them. For Haw, cheese meant feeling safe and having a cozy cottage and a lovely family on Cheddar Lane. For Hem, cheese meant becoming the big cheese himself and living in a big mansion on Camembert Hill. Cheese was important to them, so they spent a long time trying to figure out what to do. They wrote a new saying on the wall: "The more important your cheese is to you, the more you want to hold on to it." While Hem and Haw were busy deciding what to do, Sniff and Scurry had been busily running through the maze, and they discovered more cheese in Cheese Station N. The mice settled down happily to munch on this cheese and wondered when Hem and Haw would get there. They must be on their way. Hem and Haw were not on their way. The effects of having no cheese were making them grumpy and frustrated. They waited and fighted and moped and sulked. And finally, Haw couldn't stand it anymore. He jumped up and told Hem he was going into the maze, just like Sniff and Scurry, to search for more cheese. Hem told him he was crazy. The maze was confusing and scary, and who knew if there was any cheese out there anyway. Better to stay here and wait for more cheese to appear. Haw shook his head and wrote his new idea on the wall before he ran off. "If you do not change, you can become extinct." Ha was very nervous as he ran into the maze, and he almost stopped and went back. Determined to keep going, he wrote a new idea on the wall to mark his progress. What would you do if you weren't afraid? He looked at his idea for a long moment and then kept running. He wondered why he and Hem had been so surprised to find the cheese gone. He decided he needed to start being more aware, like Sniff and Scurry, and to pay attention. To remind himself of this, he wrote another idea on the wall. Smell the cheese often, so you know when it is getting old. Ha ran and ran and ran and ran and found no cheese. This made him feel afraid and frustrated again, and he reminded himself not to let fear get in the way. So he wrote another idea on the wall. Movement in a new direction helps you find new cheese. He hoped that this was true. He ran on, searching and thinking and thinking and searching and going over all his ideas. Suddenly, he realized that he wasn't actually feeling so afraid anymore. So he stopped to write on the wall to congratulate himself a little bit. When you stop being afraid, you feel good. Ha had almost forgotten how fun it was just to run around in the maze. He had been so distracted by his fear of not finding cheese. He knew he would find it if eventually he kept going. He could almost taste it. At the end of one corridor, he wrote, "Imagining yourself enjoying your new cheese leads you to it." Ha was excited about these ideas, and he began to think more about what he could gain rather than what he was losing. He started to see little crumbs of new cheese on his path. He was almost there. He was so excited, he had to run back and go tell Hem and go get him. So he picked up some crumbs of new cheese and ran back. "Hem, Hem, 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 Hem. I found new cheese. Here you go. Here, try this new cheese." Hem turned him down. He didn't know about this new cheese. It wasn't what he was used to. He wanted his old cheese back, and he wasn't leaving until it came back. Ha shook his head again and ran back into the maze. But before he left, he wrote an idea for Hem to think over. "It is safer to search in the maze than to remain in a cheeseless situation." Ha ran on, thinking about his worries and fears and Hem's worries and fears and how they had been afraid of the unknown. Now he looked forward to new things with excitement. He decided to write this down. Old beliefs do not lead you to new cheese. Not always. He had not found any cheese yet, but Ha had learned a great deal, and he knew that you could be afraid of change and resist it, or you could believe that finding new cheese was a way to help embrace change. He wrote that down too. When you see that you can find and enjoy new cheese, you change course. Ha was feeling pretty good about this. Ha thought more and more about how surprised he'd been as he picked up little crumbs of new cheese along the way. And he wrote down, "Noticing small changes early helps you adapt to the bigger changes that are to come." And before he knew it, he was turning a corner and saw a massive mountain of cheese. And there were Sniff and Scurry there to welcome him. They each lifted a piece of cheese in celebration that Hem had finally got there. And they celebrated change and new cheese together. Ha realized that his change had come the moment he left to look for new cheese in the first place. Ha realized that reflecting on the past could help him learn and change for the future. He also knew that Hem would eventually follow when he was ready, making his own changes and ideas along the way. He was glad he'd left a path of words on the wall for Hem to follow if he wanted to. And as a conclusion to his journey, Ha went to the wall of Cheese Station N and wrote a final idea, excited to share it with Hem when he arrived. Move with the cheese and enjoy it. The end, or maybe just a new beginning.